CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Typhoon Sutlore is blamed for at least 12 deaths in Wenzhou City on China's east coast. At least five others are missing. The Provincial Flood Control and Drought Headquarters in Zhejiang Province says heavy downpours have caused mudslides and cave-ins in rural areas and several houses collapsed on Saturday night. After pounding Taiwan, where six people have been reported dead, Sutlore landed on the Chinese mainland Saturday night in Fujian Province before moving into neighboring Zhejiang and Jiangxi provinces. The storm forced the closure of several airports, affecting hundreds of flights. Six expressways were closed. Nearly 200 high-speed trains were cancelled. A Chinese business delegation has been robbed in South Africa. The 10 people from Zhejiang Province are said to have been robbed shortly after leaving the airport in Johannesburg. The robbers were said to be five armed men. Some members of the delegation suffered minor injuries, and the total loss amounted to several hundred thousand yuan. Members of the group gave details of the delegation's arrangements in Johannesburg to a man they met at the airport, believing he was a tour guide. Police believe it is how the delegation was spotted by the criminals. Further investigation is underway. The Iraqi cabinet has approved a package of crucial reforms. The measures were presented by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi in response to recent demonstrations against corruption and poor services. The cabinet's approval came after Abadi called for a seven-point reform plan, including canceling the three vice presidential posts and the three deputy prime minister posts. The plan is also required to be approved by the parliament. Abadi's reforms came after massive demonstrations in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, and several other cities in the south to protest against lack of public services, power shortages, and widespread corruption. Nagasaki has marked 70 years since the dropping of the last atomic bomb on a civilian target in the closing days of the World War II. The memorial ceremony took place right under where the bomb exploded at 11:02 a.m. local time in the Japanese city. At the memorial, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he was renewing his vows to push for nuclear disarmament. A representative of the United Nations, Kim Won-soo, also took the stand to voice UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's resolve to make progress in nuclear disarmament. Nagasaki Mayor Tamiisa Taui also took the time to warn of growing public concern over Japan's commitment to its pacifist pledge. A black teenager has been shot and killed by a white police officer in the United States. 19-year-old Christian Taylor was shot dead early on Friday in Arlington, Texas. Brad Miller, a police officer still under training, was responding to a burglary call at a dealership when he shot Taylor. Police in Arlington has asked for assistance from the FBI for further investigation. The case took place on the heels of the one-year anniversary of the death of Michael Brown, an unarmed 18-year-old black teenager who was fatally shot by a police officer in Ferguson in the U.S. state of Missouri. Severe and ongoing flooding in Myanmar has now claimed 96 lives. Rising river water is threatening the Ayawadi region in the southwest. Residents in the area are being urged to move to safer places as water levels on local rivers remain above danger levels. The flood disaster has now affected more than 330,000 people across the nation, and more than 500,000 hectares of farmland are submerged. The latest official stats suggest China's Consumer Price Index, a main gauge of inflation, hit 1.6% in July, the highest so far this year. Data published by the National Bureau of Statistics earlier this morning shows consumer prices edged up 0.3% in July on a monthly basis. Pork prices, the rising cost for medical care, vegetables, housekeeping, and tobacco are said to have caused the CPI surge. At the same time, China's Consumer Price Index, PPI, measuring wholesale inflation, slid 5.4% year-on-year in July. Industry observers say the declining PPI is partly due to the falling price of bulk commodities globally. A pilot program has been launched in northeast China's Suifenghe City to allow the direct use of the ruble to promote border trade with Russia. China's central bank granted an official approval for the scheme on Saturday. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.